Well, it's that time of year when you're probably shopping for your new winter wardrobe. Well, sadly, not every American can do that, no matter how much they want to. Low-income families, seniors, veterans who are facing financial difficulties, they have a new challenge they have to confront this time of year, how to stay warm. I'm not talking about oil, electricity for heating their homes. I'm referring to, well, we have more basic than that, a warm coat. Oh, sure, no doubt you've said that plenty of organizations help people with that, which there are, but their work screeches to a halt if you don't step forward and support them. Joining us to explain just how easy yet vital it is for you to make sure adults and children have a coat to stay warm this winter is the president and CEO of One Warm Coat, Beth Amedeo. How are you today, Beth?
I'm doing well, Chris. Thank you so much.
And the website, which we do have at our homepage, too, onewarmcoat.org, to learn more about the important work that the organization does, and equally important, how you can play a role in doing it. Because if you look at the stats, Beth, as far as just in poverty for kids, one in six children living in what is defined as poverty, and that number has increased substantially in just year to year, and expanding it more, 7.3 million families living in poverty. So as I said, we always think of certain things as automatic and basic, but for something just clothes to stay warm with, that's not always possible for everyone, is it?
That's true. And the reason I really like focusing on this one small but tangible item is it really can make an immediate impact on someone's life and enable them to walk to work or perform work that is outdoors or walk to school or wait safely for the bus stop or for children to give them a chance to go outside and play, get away from that screen time a little bit and enjoy the fresh air.
And it certainly is a benefit to have that comfort, that warmth on the health side of things because obviously I think everyone knows prolonged exposure to any kind of cold is going to have impact, but it can do everything from affecting and impacting learning capabilities to, if someone's older, affecting their well-being.
Exactly. It has a significant impact on older people and people who are very young as well and people with immune systems that are already taxed. And one of the things I thought was interesting when I joined One Warm Coat is to learn that even at temperatures that we don't consider that low, such as 50 degrees, prolonged exposure can produce hypothermia. So if you think about, you know, somebody who's unhoused, who's outside for significant portions of the day, you know, in even kind of like a cold, drizzly rain that's not necessarily freezing or snowing, they can still be at risk health-wise.
Also, I think, too, when we see someone in the cold weather without any coat or at least a coat that is going to be of any use against the elements, I think we dismiss it by saying, boy, that person just can handle the cold wonderful. I wish I could be them. Well, no, you really don't, because they'd like to have a warm coat.
Yes, and it's something that we all probably have in our closets at home. You know, I have two teenage sons, and they grow out of their coats every single year. And it's wonderful to have that clean out project with your kids and talk about the fact that you're going to take those coats that they used to wear to keep them warm and share them with somebody else who needs it now.
And certainly with National Share the Warmth Day, which is coming up the second Tuesday of October, this is an apropos time to put that idea into action. And how exactly does it work with One Warm Coat? You help people organize coat drives, which, again, initially it sounds like, oh, I have no idea. I can't do something like that. Well, again, someone can because it's a lot easier than I think we imagine it to be.
That's true. We always say there's really three ways that anyone can help to solve this issue for families across the country. And the first way, and really the easiest way, is, of course, to donate money. And every $1 donated shares warmth with one person through our coat drive program because it's so far-reaching and has so many volunteers. The second way, which is the one I was talking about earlier, is just to collect all the coats from around your house, you know, from your spouse and your kids and clean out your own closet. And we have on our website a map that is searchable by zip code where you can go and find a place near you that's holding a coat drive and drive those coats to somewhere in your community. The coats that are collected in your community stay in the local community and are distributed to people right there in your neighborhood. And then the third way, and this is what you were talking about with holding coat drives, is on our website, there's just a button that says register a coat drive. And it's free, and we give all of the information and resources that any person needs to hold a coat drive, individuals and organizations. We have everything from third graders who hold coat drives to huge companies like Delta Airlines. So anyone can hold a coat drive. We make it easy. It's free. And then we connect you with a network of nonprofit organizations across the country that are actually distributing the coats to the people they serve.
So Beth Amadio, who is the president and CEO of One Warm Coat, onewarmcoat.org, their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The way you describe it, Beth, there really is nobody who cannot take part in this. I'm just thinking of hosting a coat drive. It could be schools, retail outlets, car dealerships, firehouses. The list goes on from there. If you're in a high traffic corner in a residential neighborhood, you could put a box out in front. I mean, take it if it's going to rain, obviously, but you can even do something in your own neighborhood.
You can. We've had people do coat drives at the end of their driveway. As you described, we've had groups who will say, hey, this afternoon we're going to be in a church parking lot. Here's the address. Drive through and drop off the coats. You don't even have to get out of the car. As you said, big companies, small retail stores, you know, dentist office, nail salons, really there's neighborhoods, even sports teams, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. There's a lot of different ways that you can hold a coat drive. And even as easy as I have a friend here whose daughter every year says, I'm collecting coats again. Text me if you have some. Leave them in a bag on your front porch. I'll swing by and pick them up while you're at work.
You know what this does, too? As I said, there are a lot of organizations that help out, but they're always at a distance more often than not. The way this is all situated and organized, it's local people helping local people. So that person who is receiving the assistance, receiving the blessing of a warm coat for themselves or for their kids, they realize, wow, my neighbor cares. That's even extra special.
That's so true. And that's another interesting point that you brought up. Because the coats are staying local, they also tend to be what is needed for that geographical area. So if there's coat drives happening in Minnesota, the coats that are donated tend to be like really warm down coats with big thick hoods. We have a huge coat drive in Tampa, Florida every year. It tends to be rain jackets, windbreakers, hoodies. So it's really nice that the coats stay in the area where they're donated.
This even addresses things in an environmental side, because what do people normally do when a coat is outgrown or the style's gone away, whatever the case may be, right? We throw it into the garbage, which winds up in the landfill, and a lot of the coats are not biodegradable, as I guess we could say. And this helps lessen what we are dumping into landfills.
It does, and it gives new life to gently worn outerwear, which is kind of helping with that ongoing challenge of fashion circularity. And it turns out that coats are actually one of the items that take the most carbon to produce. So thinking about, you know, giving someone a gently worn coat instead of a new coat is a great way to help the environment as well as to share warmth with that person.
So someone's listening right now and they're saying, you know what? She's right. I can do this and I want to do this. So they've got the initiative now. What do they do now?
They can go to our website. It's onewarmcoat.org. Right at the top, you're going to have a choice to either donate coats, donate money, or register to hold a coat drive. And all three of those are really essential ways to support our mission. And it really is something that every single person can do. And we found that people who decide to go the extra mile and hold coat drives end up really loving it and come back sometimes for years at a time. We've had one lady who's holding her 21st annual coat drive this year.
Here's an idea, too. We all certainly have our various Goodwill stores, Salvation Army stores, things like that. If you don't have coats that you can donate, they certainly have some coats sitting there that you can help that organization while helping this organization. They're just multiplying the advantage there.
That's absolutely true. You can purchase a coat to donate as well. And you can actually also donate any type of item that helps keep people warm. So almost all of our partner nonprofits are happy to also get gloves or mittens or scarves or hats. Anything that really kind of protects them from the elements is great to share.
You want to make a kid happy in New Jersey, for example? Why don't you donate a Jets or a Giants jacket and coat with the team logo on? That's make it even more special. But basics still are the priority, and that's what One Warm Coat addresses, that you can be a part of when you go to onewarmcoat.org. Of course, we do have the link at our homepage, and find out the many ways through collecting coats to helping collect coats to supporting financially their collection of coats. It's all at onewarmcoat.org. We've been talking with the president and CEO of One Warm Coat, Beth Amadio. Beth, thank you for the fantastic work your organization does. The numbers grow more and more strong each and every year. That's because when a cause is just, it brings people in to add to the effort, and your cause is certainly just. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.